It is truly a pleasure and an honor to be before you. Thank you so much for the invitation. We are thrilled to be here. I'm sorry that my wife couldn't make it this time. You know, like I mentioned and I shared with you, one of my daughters didn't feel good this morning. And, you know, but I brought two of my kiddos with me. They always accompany me everywhere I go. They are in the car before I am in it, so I'm blessed to have them with me, being here with you. The title for the lesson this evening is Savior, Teach Me. John 3:1-2, the Bible said, Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. In this lesson, we will answer the following questions. Why do we need a teacher? Who is our teacher? And why is he our teacher? And finally, why are we to be taught? You know, my objective in this lesson this evening is that each could explain why we need to be taught, who needs to teach us, and what is that we need to learn. You know, we would each understand the role God has placed on teaching and that we would each desire to be taught. But before we do this, before we answer these crucial questions, we have a privilege and honor, and that is to go to our Father in a word of prayer. So at this time, let us humble ourselves. Please receive greetings from the brethren in Midland, Odessa, Texas, the Hispanic congregation in Odessa. They knew I was coming here, and they told me, please say hola to everyone there. So I'm giving the greetings to you all in Espanol. It had not been long since Jesus began his ministry, yet he was making a profound impact. You know, the leaders of the Jewish people were taking notice of him. One of those leaders, as we read, was Nicodemus, a Pharisee. In John 3, Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night, the Bible says, to ask a question. In so doing, Nicodemus acknowledged Jesus' authority. You know, he had seen the miracles that were done and came to the conclusion that Jesus was sent from God. Nicodemus also acknowledged that Jesus was a teacher. The title of this study, as we already mentioned, is Savior, Teach Me. Those three words right there struck me as a fundamental, and I'm going to explain why. You know, to be a Christian, one must be taught, and one needs to continue to be taught. You know, we cannot become a Christian by birth. We just can't become a Christian by birth. We can't become a Christian by accident. That just doesn't happen. And of course, we cannot become a Christian by intuition. And we cannot become a Christian by reasoning about the physical world. Only by being taught can we become and remain God's people. To be a Christian, then, one must look to the Savior to be taught. First, we're going to see and we're going to answer the first question. Why do we need a teacher? Well, we need a teacher because we just don't have the answers ourselves. In Jeremiah 10:23, the Bible says the following. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23, the Bible says this. Jeremiah in the Old Testament, chapter 10 and verse 23, a beautiful passage that we find in the Bible. It says, Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own, the Bible says. And in Proverbs 14:12, the Bible says this. Proverbs 14:12, the Bible says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. The same book in chapter 3, verse 5 and 9, listen to what the Bible says. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. You know, man left to his own devices doesn't have all the answers. Nowadays, we even have a term if we want to look something up in the internet. We call it Google it. You know, if we don't know something, if we want to find something out, we just Google it, right? Well, let me tell you that even with all the technology and all of the devices that we have, we just don't have all the answers. You know why? Because we cannot provide the plan for our own salvation. We have a sin problem. The Bible says in Isaiah 59:2, the Bible says the following. One of the most beautiful passages, and also one of the passages that just tell us the truth about ourselves. Isaiah 59 and verse 2, listen to what it says. The prophet Isaiah, inspired by the Holy Spirit, tell us this reality and this truth about ourselves. Isaiah 59:2, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. So we cannot solve this problem on our own, the sin problem. Romans 6:23, the Bible says, now let's go to the New Testament and let's see what the Bible says. Romans 6:23, it says the following, the Apostle Paul, Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we need someone. We need someone to teach us God's will in reference to our sins, because God has chosen teaching as his means of communicating with men. What a beautiful thing this is. God has chosen teaching as his means of communicating with men. John 6:45, listen to what it says in John chapter 6 and verse 45, listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me, said Jesus. Also, chapter 14, the same book, chapter 14, verse 26. Chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus said, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. We see then that God has chosen teaching as his means of communicating with mankind. Remember what Jesus said? This is a passage that we all know. Matthew 28:18-20. Go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them, and then it says, teaching them. In Acts 2:42, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. So, we see with all these scriptures that the reason why we need a teacher is because we don't have our answers ourselves. Number two, the second question that we are going to answer is, who is our teacher and why is he our teacher? First of all, who is our teacher? Well, Jesus is the teacher and the only teacher we have. Let's go to John, the same book, John chapter 13, verse 13. Listen to what Jesus himself said. John 13 and verse 13, the Bible says this. Jesus said, you call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. Even Jesus said that he was the teacher, our teacher. You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. You know, in Matthew 23:8, even Jesus said, but you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, Jesus said, and you are all brothers. You know, we come here to learn from the Bible, from God, from Jesus. But we are not teaching something that we are communicating only what we only find in the Bible. You know, one time I told Brother Art Lynch, that he's a preacher in the Arizona area, in Phoenix, Arizona. He gave a fantastic lesson. And after the services, I went up to him and said, you know, brother, you did wonderful. That was a great lesson. And he replied, well, it's all written down for me already. And that's true. It's all in the Bible. You know, we are just teaching nothing from ourselves. We're just teaching what the Bible says. So Jesus is the teacher, and he is the only teacher. And not only he's the only teacher, but he is a good teacher. He's the best. And you know why he's a good teacher? Well, because he teaches what he is assigned to teach. In John 7:16, listen to what he said. John 7, the same book, John chapter 7 and verse 16, he said, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. And then in chapter 8, right there, just going forward one page, John 8:28-29, the Bible says, then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. Verse 29, and he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. What a wonderful, wonderful teacher we have. You know, it is my prayer that we can say these things. You know, I just teach what I find in the Bible. You know, chapter, book, and verse. That's it. If we see it in the Bible, we teach it. If we don't, we just don't. Because we are just teaching what the Bible says. And you know, Jesus is not a teacher in name only, but an example of what he teaches. And I love this. I love this because Jesus taught by example as well. Remember in John 13:14, the same book, John 13:14, Jesus did something that just the apostles were really shocked But what he did, John 13:14, it says, Jesus said, if I then, your Lord and teacher, because he said, I'm your Lord and teacher, right? Well, if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Well, Jesus did it by example. So that's why he's the best teacher we have. He's the only teacher, but he's the best one. You know, in Matthew 20:28, listen to what it says. It says, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life as ransom for many. So we answer the question, who is our teacher? Jesus is our teacher, and he is the only one. Now the second question is, why is Jesus our teacher? Why? Well, Jesus is our teacher because he is the one that God sent to teach us. As simple as that. That is why he is our teacher. He is the one that God sent to teach us. You know, Nicodemus, when he went to Jesus at night and he asked the question, Nicodemus concluded correctly. Jesus is a teacher come from God. In John 5:36, listen to what it says. John 5:36, we've given a lot of verses of this same book in John. John 5:36, it says, but I have a greater witness than John, said Jesus. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. These are the facts, he said. This is the works that I am doing, that testify that the Father has sent me. In Acts 2:22, remember when the great apostle Peter stood up and gave the sermon and everything? Well, in Acts 2:22, listen to what Peter said. Acts 2:22, it says, fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. So why is Jesus our teacher? Well, we already answered that, because God sent Jesus to teach us. But you know why also? Jesus is our teacher also because he has seen God and can teach us about God. He's the only one that has seen God Almighty. And he's the only one that can teach us about God. In John 1:18, a few pages back, John 1:18, listen to what it says. It says, John, inspired by the Holy Spirit, he said, No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. He's the only one who has seen God and can teach us about God. In Matthew 11:27, it says, Matthew 11:27, it says, all things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those whom the Son chooses to reveal him. What a wonderful thing this is. 1 John 5:20. 1 John 5:20. It says this, just before Revelations, 1 John 5:20, it says, And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. What What a wonderful thing this is. We are in Him and He is in us. The true God, and He has eternal life for us. Jesus is our teacher because He gives, or He gave His life so that we might learn. You know, in John 12:32, it says, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself," said Jesus. And then the great apostle Peter, when he wrote the first epistles in 1 Peter 3:18, he wrote, "Because Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the unrighteous, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit." And not only Peter wrote about this, but also the great apostle Paul in Ephesians 2:16 through 18, when he wrote, "And in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which He put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through Him," through Jesus, "we both have access to the Father by one Spirit." Why is Paul saying we both have access to the Father by one Spirit? Well, he was saying we the Jews and you the Gentiles, we both have access to the Father. And we all know who is a Gentile. A Gentile is all of those who are not Jews. So we are all Gentiles, Mexicans, Americans, Africans, South Americans. We are all Gentiles. And what an awesome thing that we have access to the Father by one Spirit. We are all one in Christ. What an awesome thing this is. We see then, brethren, that Jesus is the teacher and the only teacher. Also, we want to answer the question, what are we taught? What are we taught? And that is the final question that we're going to answer. What are we taught? Well, the Bible says that we are taught to believe. Yes, believe in God and in Jesus. This is the key. This is the whole purpose. In God and Jesus. John 14:1. I want to read this to you real quick. It's very, very beautiful. John 14:1. Listen to what it says. I just love the book of John. It's so wonderful. John 14:1. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me," said Jesus. You believe in God, believe in me. Believe in me. We are also taught to believe in the power of Jesus to save. In John 3:16, well, that is a verse that we don't need to go to the Bible because we know in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." That is the power of Jesus to save. And we need to believe that. That is what we are to be taught. We are also are to be taught in the gospel. Remember last time I was here with you? Last year, time flies, it's gone really fast. But we talk about not ashamed of the gospel. Romans 1:16. Well, we are to be taught about the gospel. You know, in Mark 1:15, the Bible says, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." We are to believe the gospel. We are also taught to obey. Not only to believe, but also to obey. Remember the song that we sing? Trust and obey. For there's no other way. If we want to be happy in Jesus, we must trust and obey. We already covered to believe, to trust in Jesus, but we also need to obey Him. Matthew 7:21 says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So, we need to have faith, yes, but an obedient faith. An obedient faith. In John 14, 15, listen to what it says. John 14, 15, it says, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. It's very simple. We know this verse. But this is very, very important. If we love Jesus, we need to keep his commandments. It's just like the little kiddos, you know. Sometimes they come to us, either our you know, sons or kids or our grandsons or, you know, just the kids. They might come to us and say, Daddy, I love you, Daddy. You know, you look really handsome. Sometimes when my daughter wants something, the one that is sick, that is not here with us, sometimes she will come and say, Daddy, you look really handsome. And I say, what do you want, right? Like, what are you saying that? Because you never say that, and then you say to me, what's going on? But, you know, we say, well, if you love me, just do your chores. You know, you remember your chores, what you ought to be doing. So it's the same with Jesus. It says, if you love me, keep my commands. It's very simple. We need to obey. Hebrews 5:9. Listen to what it says in Hebrews 5:9. The Bible says, and having been made perfect, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation. We also are to be taught to love. To love God, of course, first of all. Matthew 22:37, Jesus said, love the Lord with your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. In 1 John 5:1 through 3, it says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, John said, this is love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome. And lastly, we are taught to love one another. What an awesome thing this is. John 13:34, it says, a new command I give you, said Jesus, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Matthew 22:39, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. In conclusion, Savior, teach me. We need a teacher. Jesus is our teacher, and he is our only teacher. He teaches us God's will, and we have learned this evening. And so, this is the lesson for this afternoon. I hope that it has been a benefit to you, as it has been to me when I was preparing this lesson. The invitation, as we know it, we may all be here, children of God, already. Maybe we are all, you know, being baptized for the remission of sins, but we don't want to sit down without giving the invitation. We don't know that maybe one might need to be baptized for the remission of sins. But, you know, when we let our Savior to teach us, he's just going to teach us the best things of the world. We're just going to open his book. And what an awesome thing, don't you think, this is, that God decided to reveal himself through Christ to us. That is a wonderful thing. Now with all the technology and all the application, we have the Bible in different languages. We have the Bible in different versions. We can even listen to the Bible while we drive, while we're stuck in traffic. Hey, best opportunity in the world to hear the Word of God, to let Jesus still teach us through his Word. So the invitation is yours. Let us stand up and sing the invitation song while we think about this.